The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Kieran, you and I last gigged together. God, it's a while ago now. And then I heard nothing from you until our late mutual friend Ted Dunn told me midway through September of 2020 that you were in a bad way. What happened to you?
I got stung by a fly. And it was supposed to have had reacted with some COVID antibodies in my blood that I did not know I had.
I'll get to that, because that's, I have a paper in front of me here which is makes for frightening reading. So you got this bite, and then what happened?
I was at home, back pain. This could have been a week or two, 3 weeks. And really back, really bad back pain. And I called my doctors. And I said, look, I'm in a bad way here. I need something for my back. And like everybody else getting calls, you know, there's no way they couldn't see me. You know, it was such a busy time for COVID. I said, I'd ring back. Rang back about 10:30 that morning. They couldn't see me. And I said, look, if you can't see me, I need to ring an ambulance then. I said, I'm really bad here. And they said, come up. So I went up 10 minutes up the road. Got a prescription for Diphene and Salpadol. Of course, for, you know.
Should sort most things out. Yes. What kind of pain was it? Was it muscular pain, bone pain? What did it?
Lower back pain.
Right.
And I mean, it was, PJ, I crawled to the toilet. I remember the night before. I could not walk. I literally crawled. So I was at home after taking my meds, went to bed, told my son. I said, Sam, I'm heading up to... He said, Dad, you're going up to bed very early. I said, I'm not feeling great. So went up to bed following night. He rang his sister, Laura, and said, Laura, I can't wake Dad up. How long is he in bed? Sam said, since yesterday lunchtime. Ring an ambulance.
And that's a year ago this week.
A year ago on the 9th of September.
Yeah.
It's been some year.
What's the next thing you remember?
Waking up in ICU. I was in a coma for days. They had given, I had 9 surgeries between the neck and my legs.
Sepsis, was it?
Sepsis.
Yeah.
My daughter got a call to say, look, your dad is probably not going to make it through the night.
Oh.
Yeah. Then a call later on to say, can we take his leg? You know, I still have my leg, thanks be to God. I still have both of them. You know, and from there then, you know, it was a fighting battle, really.
Where have you had the surgeries? They took chunks from your leg, your thigh?
My neck. They opened up my neck here. And back of my calf. And back of my thigh.
What were they doing? Just trying to clear out infection?
Yes. They took bone from my neck. It had got so bad. They had cut bone. And I know with the leg, where the bite was here, the back of my calf, they cut that open, and they took probably a lot of muscle and stuff that was there as well. You know, and they took the skin then from the back of my thigh, skin graft.
You were paralyzed, were you?
From the neck down, I could not move for weeks and weeks and weeks, and all of a sudden, I might have got a flicker in my hand. You know, which when I could do this, I couldn't believe it. And in ICU, they were just magic. Nurses were just nurses and doctors, but you know, the nurses were just, you know.
You eventually moved from CUH, was it February?
February.
So you were in from what? September to February?
Yeah. Right. So nearly 5 months exactly in the CUH.
Right.
And I spent 14 weeks above in DNRH.
And what were you doing up there? Literally learning to get around again?
Yes. Getting the bladder to work and the bowels to work. And, you know, didn't get my legs. My goal was to walk out of there.
You literally went up there lying on your back. Like there was.
Oh, yes. Went up there. I was moving upper body, but not lower body.
And all from this infection?
All from infection. You know?
Now, at the start, you mentioned to me a COVID connection, and I think this is... I didn't know this until I came down here to visit you down here in Mahon. All I knew was that you'd gotten sepsis. I have a paper in front of me that you've given me, an academic paper, and I'll try to read it. It's COVID-19 associated Fusobacterium nucleatum bacteremia, and it's from Belgium.
What
the hell is that?
A doctor came in to me just before I left and asked me, he showed me this and he said, will you read this? He said, this is 4 cases in Belgium, very similar to your own. And he said, you've had COVID at some stage in 2020. And I said, I didn't. I said, look, I've had 50 tests back, say negative. He said, we checked your blood in December and it showed COVID antibodies. So I had COVID, unknowns to me, probably worked my way through it.
You could have been one of the asymptomatic ones.
Yes, yeah, more than likely, yes. You know.
Wow. So, only 4 cases of this in Belgium. Again, this is the theory now, but that's what they believe.
This doctor definitely believed in you.
That the COVID antibodies, reacted with the virus?
With this thing. Yeah. I can remember there was a doctor fly, or a horse fly, we call him. I remember flicking her off me, going, I said, that feckers have to get me.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
He did get you in more ways.
You did, yeah. Wiped me out nearly. I think maybe I was chosen. They were ready to take me or not.
Yeah.
I totally believe that.
Yeah. Kieran, you're sitting here now in the abode unit in Mahon, which is your home at the moment, and we're sitting here in a lovely little apartment.
Blessed.
How long will you be here?
For as long as I need to. I was told, and you, thanks be to God. My house in Carrigaline is not wheelchair accessible. My mortgage is not covered for this. Mortgage protection covers you only for debt, not for something like this.
So how are you managing?
I'm lucky I have this and I've got good family.
And please tell me, my friend, you'll get out of that thing.
I will. I have to say I will.
Like, you went up to Dunleary on the flat of your back virtually, and you're here now, and you've been explaining to me that your left leg works, but your right leg is still knackered.
Yeah, there's no feeling down the bottom part of my right leg, and my glutes are not working. Look, I'm getting stronger. I joined a gym. I'm with Elite in Monaghan Road, Colin O'Shaughnessy. He's fantastic. And he's built me up. As I said, Colin, I'm after putting on a stone and a half since I've come down. He says, yes. And I said, I think I need to go on a diet. And he said, I'll tell you when you need to go on a diet. He said, 85% of that is muscle you've put on. So I said, thanks very much. So I can still eat the cakes.
Yeah. Will we see you perform again? How is the voice? Did the voice come through this?
In the NRH, they helped an awful lot. They gave me breathing devices. I would have never, ever, and I mean this, would have done exercises before I sang. Everything just came very naturally to me. But now, from a sitting point of view, I will need to do some exercises. I know that.
Yeah.
Will I sing? Probably not what I did before. No. Can I see myself singing from a wheelchair? Definitely not.
No.
No.
But you don't want that future. You want to be back on 2 legs.
I do. I do. No, I was told really above, there's a slim chance, you know. But I think where there's movement, there's hope.
Yeah. Does that upset you, Kieran? That you might be stuck this way?
Look.
Are you happy to be just to be here?
Yes, I'm happy to be here. I really am. I am blessed for the help I've got so far, and I mean that. But I do want to walk. It's easy to, it'd be easy for me to sit down there and feel sorry for myself, but I can't.
You know? Not the way you're made.
No, I can't. I need to be active. I need to be doing things. You know. And if that means, look, if it means I am in a chair, then I'll get my head around that.
Yeah, yeah. But everything one day, one week at a time. you are going to sing though for Katrina Toomey, because no one says no to Katrina Toomey. What happened there?
No, Katrina rang me, myself and Sam, my son, we used to join the High Hopes a couple of years back now. And sure, look, they're fantastic. I loved it, you know. So, yeah, she asked me, she rang me the other night and says, Ciarán, will you sing on Friday night? And I said, oh, yeah, I will, I said, I will. So I'm going to get into, it's outside the City Hall, I think, on Friday night, 9 o'clock.
And you nervous about that?
No, I'm not. You know, I suppose I'll have a little bit of, but look, there's Hank Waddell and all that, the lads are there, Roy Buckley, I think I hear Miles Gaffney's going to be there, so it should be good crack.
You know. Will it be emotional?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably, you know, I don't want people tapping me on the shoulder going, well done. I don't want people feeling sorry for me. I really don't. The one thing I will say, since I've come down, I've been blessed with the help of my family and friends. The one thing, I've seen an occupational therapist once since I came down. We are just forgotten about, which is a disgrace. Right, I've got a wheelchair here. That's on loan from a very good friend of the family's, Garrod O'Hurley in MMS Medical. And that came up to the NRH to me. And I'm waiting. I'm getting physio every second Friday in the clinic in Blackrock. I was getting physio 6 days a week in the NRH. I was getting occupational therapy 3 times a day. 5 days a week.
And that's not the fault of the people here in the boat. They do what they can for you. It's just the services aren't there.
They're fantastic here for me. I ring a bell and they're here. You know, look, you look around here, I've got this beautiful apartment. You know, but I think the COVID excuses needs to stop, you know.
Yeah, but one thing about COVID, your experience, Ciarán, I think there were those out there who say it's just the flu. It took our friend, and it damn nearly took you.
It did. And you know, these people that don't want to get vaccinated, oh my God, please do. Please do.
Cork's 96 FM.